Welcome back to Ride University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. As you know, we are here with the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center at Morgan State University. As you can see, Ride University is powered by us at Morgan State University, us being an EDAC at Morgan State University, and we're funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. So this is a quick workshop on some aspect of entrepreneurship. And today we're talking about controlling your business expenses. And you know, as always, I have a quote for you. And today's quote is, control your expenses better than your competition. This is where you can always find the competitive advantage. Y'all know Sam Walton, Sam's, Walmart, you know him. All right, so here are some expenses. These are not all of the expenses. I kind of threw some together. So of course, utilities, your salary. So it's interesting when I work with entrepreneurs, when I used to work with entrepreneurs, when I was on a lending side, there was never a category, there was never a number for salaries, but there was always a category. So you want to make sure you're paying yourself. Advertising, you know, you want to have expenses for advertising, whether that's social media, flyers, business cards that you're putting together, marketing, you know, how are you going to reach your customers? How are your customers going to reach you, your website? You know, all of that can go under advertising. And of course, insurance for your business, you know, depending on what type of business you have, insurance is one of those things that you need to have in place. And if you're renting a location, so if you have a storefront, you have rent, you have utilities. So include that as well. Water bill, if you have that. And then there's some other expenses, you know, from bank expenses, car expenses, meals, travel that you may do, business travel and business meals. And your accountant will help you out with understanding how much can you write off from a business perspective. So think about what expenses are needed in order to move your business forward. And again, this is just a sample of some, and I mentioned some additional ones. So how do you manage your company's expenses? Of course, you need to assign that to somebody, and that somebody is probably going to be you. So how are you going to manage the receipts that come in? If you are spending cash and you get a receipt from the cashier, or if you're doing something digital, yeah, how are you capturing that information? And then how do you put it in a format that's going to be usable for you? So you need to know what does it cost to operate your business on a monthly basis? And having these receipts and putting them in some type of order. And when I say order, it can be, you know, what we're talking about here, Google spreadsheet, if you're familiar with a spreadsheet, or you could just do paper and pen. However, think about how you're going to translate that information to your accountant or your bookkeeper. You can hire a bookkeeper if you have the resources to do that. And if you are familiar with QuickBooks, let me actually take you to a couple of these. So here's Google Sheets. Google Sheets is put on by Google. And I know most PCs, they have Microsoft, I can't even think of Excel. There you go. Microsoft Excel. If you're using a Mac, you have numbers, but here's a free version of the sheets. So you can just put the categories like I had them, you know, your utilities, your salaries, your business, meals, travel, and then each month, write down exactly how much you're spending and make sure you keep your receipt as well. And then QuickBooks, if you're familiar with QuickBooks, if you're not, you may want to engage an accountant to start it off for you, because you want to make sure you have the right categories into QuickBooks. And you want to make sure you have those categories that are business related and not personal related. So that's where your accountant can help come in to assist you with it. You know, I keep saying this, accountant. Yes, as you are in business, you should have an accountant. You know, whether it's an accountant that understands your business, or a general accountant or a CPA, certified public accountant, you know, those individuals can help you out, especially when it comes down to tax time. So I'm going to go back to, there we go. Let me go back. So these are some of the ways in which you can manage. You can go ahead and manage your expenses that are coming in. And it's always good to know where you are financially. Because right now, if you don't have this in place, you're just spending money that you probably don't have. So think about who you want to assign it to. Again, it's probably going to be you. Are you going to do the work? So as receipts come in, so maybe on a Friday or a slow day, you know, you take the receipt, you look at the receipt. If it's a business mail, put it on a business mail. Again, you can write this down. However, you need to know how much money you have in your bank account as well. And this will allow you to do just that. So make sure you're managing your company's finances to help you get to the next level. Don't forget, we have the Breakthrough Podcast. We are on every the last Monday of each month. We do two to three of these podcasts where we bring on returning citizens who are entrepreneurs, as well as resource providers. So check us out. You can find us at edacmorgan.com. Just go on to edacmorgan.com, click on ride, and you will be right there. So here we go, edacmorgan.com. And we're also on Instagram at Ride Small Biz. Looking to send me an email, shoot me an email for a particular topic. If you want to be a guest on our podcast, you can send an email to me at Omar, that's O-M-A-R, at edacmorgan.com. So until next time, continue to improve and progress. Peace. This is Mixed Media Production.